It's estimated that millions of men were sexually abused as children, but stigma and denial often keep them silent about that abuse. A South Jersey man has come forward and shared his story, inspiring another survivor to reach out, all the way from Australia. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman reports.
In 2010, Rhett Hackett went on the Oprah Winfrey Show along with 200 men who'd also been molested as children. On social media, he said that he was willing to help anyone who needed it. 10,000 miles away, Tristan Iveson had also been sexually abused by an older man. His mother saw Hackett on TV and reached out to him.
First, I spoke to her, parent to parent, and then I had the opportunity to speak to Tristan, survivor to survivor.
Iveson was struggling at home.
I got lost. I got really lost in my own town, trying to sort of identify myself. Because these things here just put on an absolute stigma for me. I couldn't actually figure out who I was.
Iveson and Hackett have been talking for several years now, and connecting with someone who gets it has made a huge difference, Iveson says.
Being able to actually meet someone like Rhett, I didn't have to feel different and that I didn't have to hide it, and I was able to work through those things and be myself.
Iveson is visiting Hackett right now in South Jersey to celebrate his 25th birthday.
He is a vision of hope right here because he will carry this forward. He'll parent differently. He's able to communicate the story.
Iveson says the trip has been a healing experience, and he wants to be a resource for other survivors, just as Hackett has helped him. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.